And Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick said Secretary of State Marco Rubio should be allowed to do his job. But President Trump defended Witkoff.
I haven't heard it, but I heard it was standard negotiation.
So you're not worried that he's too pro-Russian?
No, I think, look, this war could go on for years, and Russia's got a lot more people, a lot more soldiers.
As for Ushakov, he said today the transcript was published to divide Washington from Moscow.
To interfere with us, it's unlikely it was done to improve the relationship.
But most European officials want the Washington-Moscow relationship to become more adversarial.
In any peace agreement, we have to put the focus on how to get concessions from Russian side, that they stop aggression for good and do not try to change borders by force.
In addition to Witkoff's travel to Russia next week, Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll will continue to speak to the Ukrainians after he returned to the U.S. today.